The Gemara in Daf Nun Vov in Sanhedrin. The Gemara says, "Menoha nimile de bnei noyar amizhorim al shneva mitzvus." So the Gemara says, "Aladinim." Rabbi Yochanan says, because it says, "Vayitzav elukim al adam." The loshon vayitzav, the God commanded. Vayitzav zu adinim. And the Gemara brings a raya. V'chen woimer ki dativ leman shiretzav es bona ves beisu ilasu es tzedaka u'mishpat. That he was metzav Avraham Avinu to beisu lasu tzedaka u'mishpat. So you see the loshon tzavo, the loshon commandment relates to mishpat. That's what the Gemara says. So the Chiddush Aran there, the Niyad Ramoah. So lifi zeh, if you learn from the Pasuk that lasu is mishpat, the same way Avraham Avinu commanded mishpat, the same commandment was given to Adam Arishon Sheva B'nisva Noach, the Pasuk says, Lasso is Tzedakah Mishpat. So it's Mashmah that Tzedakah is also one of the mitzvahs that B'nei Noach HaMechuyavim. And he says, V'raya L'zeh Mistoim. Because the Cheskel says, in the Dovi Cheskel explains, what was the Chatas of Stoim? Yad Oni V'Ovion Lechziku. That's their chisorn was that they did not give support to anim vevyonim. And Rashi says in the Cheskel, they didn't do a nechnos asorchim, you see? So that's why they were punished. And if the idea that they were not mitzuba latzdoke, why should they get punished? So says the Ran, here's a raya, the goyim are mechuyev on tzdoke. Now, Rashi, when the pasuk in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the Gemara says lasu is mishpat to tzdoke, The Rashi learns that mishpat means dinim, and tzedakah means pshara, that they are mechuyev to also not only do dinim, some kind of a court system, but also have an arbitration system. That's tzedakah, lashon pshara. So it has nothing to do with tzedakah. So then there's no right for the Ran. So the Marsha there of North says like this, according to the Maskona, that the Gemara says, lasso is mish, because the apostle leman asher tzave is bonov, is beisu yachrov. Who is Beisoi? So the Rambam said, the Marsha said, the Gemara says, Beisoi zu ishtoi, that the Noshim are chayev. And so the Gemara says that the boner of a chayev be mishpat, right? Because he could be mishpat. But the women that are not chayev be mishpat, they were chayev in tzedaka. So says the Marsha, according to this, that the chiyuv of Beisoi is the chiyuv of tzedaka. Tzedaka means tzedaka mamish, doesn't mean pshara. So maybe even Rashi would agree with the Ran, that according to that Mandomar, Tzedaka, in the end, Tzedaka means Pshora. Means Tzedaka Mamish. That's what it means, Tzedaka. So the Goyim will be Chayav on Tzedaka. Lechora, why was not when the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach? Says the Marsha, because the Gemara says there that the only ones that they are counted as Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach are the Sheva Lo Yisaisa. Any active mitzvah is not counted. So tzedakah, since it's an active mitzvah, that's why it's not counted. But according to the Maskona, that tzedakah was given to Beisoi, which is not chayev mishpat, even Rashi would agree with the Ran. That's what the Marsha says. The Klichemda says lechoira is just the opposite. Lechoira, according to the Maskona, the Gemara is mashma that even the Ran would be masking to Rashi that tzedakah doesn't mean tzedakah. Why? Because if it means tzedakah, means tzedakah, when the pasuk says. And the Gemara says that Avraham Avinu gave mishpat to his sons and to his daughters that gave tzedakah. If tzedakah means charity, why aren't the boys also having charity? Bishlama, the girls are not having mishpat because women are not part of the court system, because they cannot be dayonim. But why only the women are chayev tzedakah? So Mashma says the Klichem, the Maskon Sagmor, is just the opposite, that even the Ran will be masking to Rashi that Tzedakah means Pshara. So that's why the Pasuk is saying, the Gemara is saying that the Pasuk is telling you that the children, the Bonim, which are Chayav B'Mishpat, they are Mechuyev to make a court system of Roma Vinos B'Tzav and Demala Mishpat. For the girls, for the women, even though they are not Mechuyev in the Mishpat, they still could create some kind of an arbitration, an out-of-court system. So that's why it makes sense that for the males, which could be part of a court system, it was a B'Tzav and Mishpat. To the women, which are not part of the court system, it was a B'Tzav Pshara, but doesn't mean tzedakah. So says the Klichemda is mashma from the Gemara that even the Ran would agree that the Lemaskona when Beisoi is ishtoy, and they are mechuyev in tzedaka, that goyim are not chayev b'tzedaka. And he says, even though to maskona, because the other man doma, Rav Yitzchok, learns vayitzav Elohim on the posuk, because the posuk says vayitzav Hashem Elohim al Adam. The other man doma learns dinim from the word Elohim. If you learn from the word Elohim dinim, not from the posuk vayitzav of Avram, so then you have no remez for tzedaka. So says them, but the Glichem, the just the opposite, is mashma that even according to the Ran, lemaskonas agmara goyim are not chayav b'tzedaka, because we do not learn from Avram Avinu. And it says that, and according to the Ran, could be that even if you learn from Avram Avinu, lemaskonas agmara, tzedaka doesn't mean tzedaka, tzedaka means pshora. And it says it's muchach. Why? Because you see from the other shoinim, the Ravid and the Rashba, they ask Akasha, why don't you make a broch on tzedaka? If you held that tzedaka are one of the mitzvahs that goyim achayev, lechora that's not shayach brocha. What's a shayla? Brocha you only make on kedushas Yisrael. So mashma that if you make a brocha, if they have a shayla, why don't you make a brocha on tzedaka? It's mashma the goyim not mechuyev tzedaka. By the way, Rabbi Chonan in Kovet Zor in the kedusha Hagodas at the end when he talks, when he has the biur Hagodas, he says lechora from the Rambam also is mashma not like the Ran, because the Rambam never brings the goyim achayev be at tzedakah. And another way he brings is the Gemara Baba Kama. The Gemara says the shomer avoid, a person is a shomer aveda, someone is guarding an aveda who is doing a mitzvah, he's potter with pruta Rav Yosef. Pruta Rav Yosef means that if you're doing a mitzvah, you don't have to give tzedakah at the same time. Why? Because we learn, always say mitzvah potter bin a mitzvah, we learn from Krishna because it says b'shoch b'chav kumecha. If you go to, in your own derech, you are mechuyev b'krishma. But if you go to do a mitzvah, you are potter b'krishma. Here we learn, oisik b'mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah. The Gemara extends in Baba Kama to say that you are potter also from Mutar Rabbi Yosef. You don't have to give tzedakah at the same time. Parenthetically, this when people come to collect tzedakah, technically you don't have to give, because oisik b'mitzvah, potter in the mitzvah, the Mutar Rabbi Yosef. There is a Reb Shlomo Zalman, somebody showed me that perhaps you're not chayiv midin tzedaka because oisik b'mitzvah potter min hamitzvah, but maybe you're chayiv midin shi'il ha'sholem. The same way the halacha is that during Krishna, if somebody greets you, you could answer back. Giving tzedaka to somebody who's asking is a form of making him feel good. Is a basically that's an Indian of greeting that maybe perhaps you could do that and you might be chayiv even if you are in the middle of another mitzvah. But that's besides the point. But be as it may, we are put from Turut Rabbi Yosef. If tzedaka is a mitzvah that goyim are chayav, what's the right from Krishma? That oisebi mitzvah is potter mi Krishma. So therefore, Rabbi Yosef says the same thing. If you oisebi mitzvah, you're potter from tzedaka. Lechoyra tzedaka is a mitzvah that goyim are chayav. So maybe that mitzvah, there's no oisebi mitzvah potter mi mitzvah. Even if you oisebi mitzvah, that mitzvah is more chomor. Elama, you see that there's no differentiation. The Krishma and tzedaka are the same. So must be that the same way goyim are not chayiv in Krishma, they are not chayiv in tzedaka either. So that's what the Kli Chemda says. And he wants to say that even the Maskonas HaGemara, even though we learn, not according to Rashi, according to the Ran, that lasso is that Avraham Avinu is metzave his children to do tzedaka, maybe it's not a chiyuv. Because maybe there's no chiyuv at that moment to do tzedaka. Was only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that since he was oisik in this, that's choshuv. If goyim are not chayiv in tzedaka, why is doyim nenash? From the fact that the Cheskel says it's because yad oni ve'evion lechziku. So the Kli Chemda says that in achinami, the only kasha is that in achinami they were chayiv because they did terrible avirus. We saw that they killed that ribacha, the little girl they killed. They sodomized, they wanted to do mishkaf zohar with the malochim. That's why they got killed. The question is, why didn't Avraham Avinu's schus help to save them? And the reason is, that's what the Yechezkel says, because they were not dovek the mid of Avram. Mid of Avram is mid of tzedok of the mid of chesed. And they were not dovek bechesed. So therefore, they were not zoicha. So that's why that's why it says in the post, vayashkev Avram, that Avram sent the malochim. the post says that they went, vayashkev up this, they looked at Sdom v'Amora. Why did they have to look? Because they were living in the house of Avram, and they wanted to see if the mid of Avram is there or not. So what the passing in Yecheskel says that they were nenash because of lack of tzedakah, not that that was the reason for the einish, that was the reason why the schus of Avraham didn't help them to save them. That's what the Kli Chemda says. Rabbi Elchanan in Kovetz Horis, in the Chidushi Agodis, he goes to explain the following. He goes to explain that, because there are many Gemaras, person has gaiva, doesn't come to Tchasa Meisim. That's not mentioned anywhere. So what's a pshat in the Gemara, etc.? So he explains this idea. He says that what, even though you're not mechuyev, right? Like here, they're not mechuyev, not like the Ran, the Shittas Rambam, the Goyim not mechuyev in Tzedaka, still they were nenosh. And the question, why were they nenosh? So Rabbi Elchanan says two reasons. One reason could be because Midas is a hakdoma to Torah, and achir nami de mechuyev. Nami tzar sheva midas minoach, this is the prerequisite for Torah. Like Dari says, that midas is the prerequisite for Torah. So they were not nenosh because they didn't have the prerequisite for the seven mitzvahs. So maybe tzedaka and chesed is the prerequisite. But he says the other reason it could be something else. And the truth is the same idea the Torah saw them, Rabbi Zelman Mivlozhe, Rabbi Chaim Vlozhe's brother, says the same way also. He comes to explain why there are people who are not mechuyev on something, and still it's possible they'll be nenash. So he says, Rabbi Elchanan, that even though they're not mechuyev on tzedakah, but they were nenash because of the averes they did. But if they were oisek on tzedakah, that would have taken away the midas hadin from them. Because you know, how you are noig with others, that's how Kodesh Boch is noig with you. That's why call merachem ala briyos, merachem molav min hashamayim. So if they would have been noig bechesed with other people, Kodesh Boch would have been noig the chesed with them. So here the word is that even though not mechuyev on tzedakah, if they wanted a Kodesh Boch to be noig with them with chesed, they had to be noig chesed to other people. So that's what the Navi Cheskel says. The Navi Cheskel says the reason why a Kodesh Boch did not apply chesed to them is because they didn't apply chesed to others. And that's what the Gemara means. That's what the Pasuk means. But lemaisa goyim are not mechuyev in tzedakah. The question is, if goyim are mechuyev in tzedakah, the basic and obvious question is why not? Tzedakah is one of the olam chesed ibon, the world of, was created for chesed. And this is one of the natural tendencies of the neshama to do chesed. Why aren't goyim mechuyev? And that's the Kli Chemda doesn't address. The second question is the following. There's another Kli Chemda. The other Kli Chemda goes at the end of the parsha on the pasuk vayichrei hadvorim ha'ele. The akeda happened achrei hadvorim ha'ele, after these things. What are these things? So Rashi quotes two pshatim, which are lichoyer complementary. One is Dvorov shel Ishmael, that Ishmael told Yitzchak, I had a bris milah at 13, so it was much more difficult than your bris milah at the age of 8 days. And Yitzchak answered, listen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me the 8 days, but I will be ready to be Moisa Nefesh. And that's what we saw last week. But that's on the side of Yitzchak, on the soil of Yitzchak. Lichoyer Avram, what's in the soils of Avram? And that the pasuk says, Achrei hadvorim ha'ele, these things. So says Rashi, because also the Sotan had a tain on Avram. The Sotan told Avram, you made up to the on Biyomi Gomeles Yitzchok, when Yitzchok weaned from nursing. You made a party at the age of 24 months, and you didn't bring one korban? So Avram Avinu says, listen, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would ask my son to be brought a korban, I would have brought, and that's the Akedah. So the Kli Chemda asks, but the Chor is a good Aina. Why didn't he bring a korban? So the Sotan is right. Why? You're right. He would have been ready to bring a korban. But he didn't. Says the Kli Chemda, you know why? Because the Gemara says, and that's how the Ram Paskins, the Goyim can bring korban oilas. They could bring a burnt offering, but they cannot bring shlomim. A Jew is different because he could bring shlomim. And the Rishonim explain why. Because for a Goy, he understands a shomayim, shomayim, Lashem. But or is not Slavni Adam. So, if you want to do something for Hashem, you have to burn on the Mizbeach. Eating it, it's for you, not for Hashem. Ayid knows that we don't have a separate life. Whatever our life is L'Shem Shamayim. We are bottled to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are an extension of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we don't have a private life. Mika Hashem Elokeinu, HaMashpil L'Liro, is B'Shamayim Uvaretz. By the reason why for us we can bring shlomim, because in the bailim oichlim is like chilas hamizbeach. That's the madrig of Klal Yisrael. That's why Malki Tzedek, when he met Malki Tzedek, he said, "Bor Avrom lekel elyon koinish shamayim v'aretz." So that by Avrom Avinu, that Avrom Avinu is somebody who looks at kel elyon at HaKadosh Baruch Hu, koinish shamayim v'aretz, that he is the master not only of heaven but of earth also. And that's why it says in the pasuk v'hoitzil ol lechem v'yayin, that he took lechem and yayin. And Chazal explained that lechem is keneged the shtiyah lechem and yayin is keneged the nesochim. The question is, why these korbanos are related to Avraham Avinu that he gave to Malki Tzedek? So says the Klichemda, because those are two opposites. The Shtiyah Lechem is the only korban that even if you don't bring anything l'gabei HaMizbeach, it's still a korban. Because even though there are kvosim, you bring the two kvosim, the two goats, you bring together to the Mizbeach, together with the Lechem, but the kvosim in the Me'akvim. Lemais, if you didn't bring the kvosim, the Lechem is a good korban. So you see that there is lechem upon him, which is kulu yachilas Odom. Nesochim is the opposite. Odom doesn't eat anything. It goes all to the Mizbeach. Avraham Avinu showed that there is no difference between the two. So Avraham Avinu tells the Sultan, I didn't do a korban because my eating alone is a korban. And that's the answer why Avraham didn't bring it. But that's how the Klichemda explains. But it comes out that lechoira, there are two tainas. One taina is the taina on Avraham for the korbanos, and one taina is a taina on Ishmael, that Ishmael made the bris mila at the age of 13, and Yitzchok at the age of 8. Those two tainas have no kesha, no relationship between them. So what's the kesha? Achere advor melo, that the Akira comes to answer two things, the taina of Avraham, of the korban, and the taina of Yitzchok, of the bris mila. What's the kesha between the two tainas, and how the Akira comes to address both? That's the second question. The third one, you look at Avraham. Everything that Avraham did, lechoira dins, wasn't successful. As a nefesh asher osu bechoron, was mekarev, Avraham mekarev es anoshim, and sorry, mekarev es anoshim. All that kiruv, where did this Bali Tshuva go to? We never heard about them. Not only that hogar, vatilech vateisa b'midbar, meaning he sent her away, vatilech vateisa, Chazal Rashi says, he quotes Pirkei de Rabbi Elazar, she came back. When she sent her back, she went back to her Devoy Dezor of her parents. So he was Mekarvor. The second she leaves the home, she goes to Devoy Dezor. Not only that, look at it. Avraham Avinu made a bris with Plishtim. Avraham went ahead and warned Plishtim that he built beirus, he built wells, and they covered it. He made some kind of a pact to them. But the Basha told us, every single well that Avraham built, Chozer v'sit mofer, the Plishtim went ahead and they filled with dirt. So nothing was Matzliach. And the question is, why not? But not only that, Reb Tzodek in Pritzadik asks, the Chora Chesed is Avraham, is the beginning of everything. But always Chesed is brought at the end. The Shlish Advarim Moila Moimed, Ala Toira, Ala Voida, and Gimilus Chasodim, Gimilus Chasodim is the last. Oizer Moshiach Mogen, Baruch Hashem Mogen Avraham. Avraham is the last one, Mogen. Why is he not the first? Avraham Lechor is the first Av. And not only that, the Gemara says, right? What is it? Baruch Hashem Mogen Avraham, Becha Choismim, the Vechasim is with Avraham. Why is Avraham the Chasim? Lechor that Avraham is the Aschola. To answer all of this, I want to go to explain the idea of what the idea of Chesed. Maral in the Siv Hatzdaka, Siv Gimlus Chasodim, goes to explain that us to emulate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the only midah that we can emulate is the midah of Chesed. That's the Gemara in Soita. V'alachta bidrocha v'achri shem teleichum v'urachum v'atarachum v'kover meisim. It's also midah of Chesed. There's no such thing as emulating HaKadosh Baruch Hu as midah sadin. And the answer is very simple. Because in midah sadin is that they owe you something. Nobody owes us anything. Midas Adin, we're doing the shlichus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he is the master that people owe him. Midas HaChesed is the midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the shorish of the midah HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. Oilam Chesed Ibonah. The Obrias Oilam is an expression of Chesed. Adam, in itself, the only thing he could do it on his own is to give. And that's the idea of Chesed, and that's why Kadavka BeChesed, he could compare the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Midas Adin, which somebody owes you, Adam has no metzius, nobody owes him anything. That's what Maral says. So the idea is the chesed that we do is a chesed of emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason is because the mitzius of Klal Yisrael is a resemblance of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed could only come through Midas Adin. You realize that the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu came by how? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Metzamtzim himself, the Tzimtzum, to allow to be Mugur Chesed. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be Mashpia, Chasodim, and for this he had to constrict himself to allow Brios to exist for him to be Mashpia. So the Chesed only came about Midas Adin. Just the opposite. Chesed has to be through Midas Adin because the Chesed that was not through Midas Adin, that Shviras HaKelim, that was such hashpo that the Kelim shattered. You always need Kelim. Always the hashpo needs Kelim. That's why Dafka Be'eshesh HaShunamis, when Elisha tells her to do the miracle that she should get Shemen, he says, Kelim Reiki Maltamiti. First, bring Kelim. Once you have the Kelim, you could get the Shemen. There is no chesed unless there is Midas Adin to be able to channel the chesed. That's what the Ramchal says also. If you have chesed alone, that's Nahamad Kisufa. In order for the chesed to function, you need Midas Adin to exist. Midas Adin, chesed is the shoresh, but the chesed is soif ma'inse v'machshov atchila. Only after Midas Adin, you allow the chesed to exist. Chesed need Midas Adin to exist. Midas Adin is the enabler of Midas HaChesed. Midas HaChesed, that's like water. Chesed, we know, in Chazal is connected water. Water, which has all the power, has a lot of power, but is extremely destructive. The only time water is useful is when you channel the water, when you go ahead and you create some kind of a path to the water. Water, which is chesed, is only not destructive when you have Midas Adin to measure it. That's why the chesed of Avram never works before Midas Adin coming and taming it. And that Midas Adin is Akidas Yitzchok. Akidas Yitzchok is the ultimate beetle of Avram. Avram means Midas HaChesed. He did something contrary to everything he believed. He's the beetle of Avram. The beetle of Avram is the Avram applied on himself Midas Adin. Once you have Midas Adin, only then you could be Mashpia Chesed. Chesed, you need Midas Adin. Before the Akedah, the Chesed of Avram Avinu didn't work. If you look at the two tainas of the Sotan against Avram and Ishmael against Yitzchak, is that Lechoira, what they did was not right. Avram Avinu could have brought a korban. Yitzchak could have had a bris milah at the age of 13, which is chayv b'mitzvahs, is a mitzvah that's much more difficult. That's legabi dibchin of doing. The answer of Avram, like the Klechem explained, and the answer of Yitzchak is the same idea, that Klal Yisrael is not judged by what we do, but who we are. We mevatel ourselves to Kodesh Baruch Hu, and the raya is the Akedah. And therefore, once you mevatel, there's no difference. Eating is a form of a korban, because we only eat L'shem Shomayim. Yitzchak says, my meal is on the eighth day, because the meal on the eighth day signifies that I don't do a milah as a form of doing, but as a form of being. It's not a mindset, it's an identity. So Mimela, that's the same taina. The taina on the Sotan and the taina of Ishmael is, he could have done better. The answer is, you're right, you could have done better. But the reason why he did this way is to show you that's not what we do, it's who we are. And the Akedah is the raya to it. It's the beetle of Odom legabe Mizbech, the beetle of Avram, and all the Cheshboines and etc. He was mevatel himself completely. Rav Shach always says, quotes the Rabbi Ariel Diskin, Avram Avinu could have interpreted the tziv of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in many ways to fit his own needs. He was mevatel himself, and he became at that moment his paklari hamira. He was mevatel himself that he heard him, even though what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling him was the opposite of what he believed all the time. That's the beetle of Avram. Here, the Akedah is that Klal Yisrael is not what we do, it's who we are. That's why the Mila is Bishminis. That's why Avraham Avinu tells the Sultan, I didn't bring a korban because my Achila is korban. Once Avraham Avinu was Mevatel himself, which is Midas Adin unto himself, which connected the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mimela the Chesed works as the emulation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only then the Chesed work. So Mimela, by the way, that's why by the Akedah, it says in the Pasuk, Behar Hashem Yeroe. The Kol Eliyahu says, because we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the Shechinah of the Petach Toinim, and all the Averus of Adam Adam and Noah and etc. brought the Shechina to the Rakia Shvii. Avraham Avinu brought the Rakia, the Shechina, back to the world because he was mevatel himself to be a Gilui Hashechina, and therefore he said, "I want the Shechina to be total Beguli Noilam Hazeh back Behar Hashem Yiroe, which is the Ashros Hashechina Beis Hamikdash." Let us read Kol Eliyahu. Mimela the Kasha says, "You cannot be metzavya goy to the Tzedaka. Tzedaka by a goy is Chesed Leum Mchatas." The Pasuk says, the chesed that a goy does is legarmayo avdi. If you do midas ha-chesed, the midas ha-din, and then you do it for yourself. If you're not mevatel yourself, it's not the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so not emulating, you do it for yourself. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could never be metzavi to do chesed, because chesed leumim chatas, the tzedaka of a goy is actually chatas. It's not shayach to be mitzvah chesed unless you have the idea of the bitul ha-adam, which is the midas ha-din applied to himself. Mimela, that's why you can never be metzavei a goy chesed. All the midas ha-chesed of Avraham Avinu didn't work because chesed, without first having midas ha-din as a channel, as an enabler, that midas ha-chesed not only doesn't work, is actually destructive. That's why Avraham Avinu, everything he did, didn't work till the time of the Akedah, that the chesed came channeled through midas ha-din. That's why goy is not mechuyev in tzedakah, and therefore the tain of the sotan to Avraham, the sign of Ishmael, to Yitzchok, was the same time, that what you guys do is not the greatest. And the time, the answer is, we don't do things because we do. We do things of who we are. We mevatel ourselves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we are actually a Gilui Kvoido Shel Mokem.